Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Good evening and welcome back to Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey original podcast covering the Las Vegas Raiders. Thanks for being with us tonight. A big night for Raider Nation. Of course, earlier this afternoon, new general manager Tom Telesco and new permanent head coach Antonio Pierce had their press conference. So it's all official. The work now begins. Appreciate you being back with me here. I am Scott Gilbranson. Mo Moten is on assignment, was supposed to be with us, but the Jim Harbaugh hiring. Yeah, Jim Harbaugh hired by the Los Angeles Chargers tonight to be their head coach, their new head coach. So Mo's off doing that. So you got me tonight. We got a couple things coming up. We're going to hear from Tom Telesco. We're going to hear from Antonio Pierce from the press conference today. We're going to go through that a little bit here as we move along throughout the show. The other thing we're going to do as well is talk about Tom Telesco's history with the Chargers. 11 years. So he's 11 years. We got a lot of record to go by, and not just the team's record on the field, of course, which you know this history there, only two playoff wins in those 11 years, one division title. So you look at that, but we're going to go through that in the second segment. In the third segment, it's all about you. Yes, our Raider Nation mailbag. We got voicemails. We got emails. So we will get to that in the third segment tonight on this special live edition. If you're not listening to us or watching us live, and I will be chatting with you guys a lot tonight too as you guys come into the chat. Hey, Brian, good to see you, man. MDM, thanks for being there as well. And a lot of folks in the chat already. Carlos and Fuego's there. Bunch of folks. We're going to get to that too, and we will have a great conversation. And we will have the mailbag, which is always fun. We love doing the mailbag here at Silver and Black Today. But you look at what happened today. So we heard from the new leadership as well from the Raiders, and that included Tom Telesco. Of course, a surprise, his hiring. Well, some of you pushed back on me and said, well, Scott, it's not a surprise he had two interviews. Yes, I know. But remember, for the last 2 weeks, what we have said, Daniel Salas, hello, man. Be careful on your commute. But what we heard for the last 2 weeks was it was going to be Ed Dodds or Champ Kelly, or maybe even our show that you saw on Tuesday, yesterday, Mo and I, which we recorded it on Monday. That was the conventional thinking. We might even get both of them. We might see Ed Dodds and Champ Kelly in the same front office. Well, guess what? Curveball Mark Davis throws, and he goes with a experienced general manager. I say experienced as far as being a head GM, as Tom Telesco has said. And he'll talk about that in his press conference in the clip we play for you. But the idea there was, that's why it was a surprise. Wasn't a surprise that he was interviewing. It was a surprise that they chose him after the candidates they brought in as well. So that is the thing that you have to see, is the fact that it was different. And you can understand it, right? And we'll talk about this as we move along. You can understand it. Antonio Pierce, a first-time head coach. And that's not unusual in the NFL anymore, right? So, and I go back to when this whole coaching, once Pierce got through the end of the season, both Mo and I advocated, well, if you can hire a Jim Harbaugh, you hire him. But it turns out maybe Jim Harbaugh wasn't interested in the Raiders. Maybe the Raiders weren't interested in him. But our thought all along was you talk to as many people as you can. Doesn't mean Antonio Pierce didn't do a good job. Doesn't mean Antonio Pierce doesn't get a shot. And certainly that's what happened. We know about the players wanted Antonio Pierce. A lot of folks wanted, hey, Raider Worm, good to see you, man. That alone is good. And we'll get into that a little bit because I'm not moving off that. I still think the Raiders missed an opportunity. Not that they could have or should have selected another coach. We've always said, man, if you can hire Harbaugh, get him. If you can't, Antonio Pierce, I would go with him. And sure enough, that's what they did. But they didn't bring anybody in. You look at the amount of head coaching interviews with other franchises. The Chargers, yes, they wanted Harbaugh all along, but they interviewed, I think, 13 or 14 candidates. The Atlanta Falcons have interviewed a bunch too. It's, I think, above 11. Same with Washington. A lot of these teams, and not because you necessarily are going to hire them, but because you get a chance to kind of pick brains and get to understand who people are. But the Raiders had their mind made up. Mark Davis said he was going to have an open mind. It turns out he didn't because he was convinced, I guess. He was convinced at Antonio Pierce. He was convinced by the players and others in the organization, apparently, that Antonio Pierce was the right guy. So Antonio Pierce is the coach. We'll get to his words as well because we want to hear from Coach Pierce and see how that goes down. How it all ends up, we don't know. But that could be the case if you hired Ed Dodds and Jim Harbaugh. You don't know what's going to happen. You have a better record to go off of because Jim Harbaugh has been a coach at both levels and had success at both levels. Antonio Pierce has not had that as a head coach. So that's the unknown. That's it. But that's not a bad thing. We'll have to see how it all goes down. But we want to get into that as well and talk about some of these things we saw, including hearing from these guys. Also in the second segment, I talked with Dallas Robinson from Pro Football Network. Dallas Robinson is an NFL writer there, and he wrote a piece about the hiring of Tom Telesco. He was not very complimentary, I'll put it that way. And we'll get to him. I have a part of an interview I did with him for sportsnot.com where you can catch my work both as a video host and as an NFL writer. And again, both positions here, I think for the vast majority of Raider fans, not all of you, vast majority of Raider fans are happy with both hires. I would say more are happy with the Pierce hiring. It's a little more mixed on the GM hiring, but I think most of you, from the feedback I've gotten and seen online, are excited that he's gotten good players in the past. And we'll delve into that too. How well has he done in the draft? The Raiders have had horrible drafts, as you know. And so we're going to go into that a little bit and explore a little bit of his record, not to negate him, but to just put it out on the table and talk about what he's done and what he hasn't done. You know, some of the players he has drafted in the first round, especially, we'll talk about that as well. And then again, third segment, we're going to get into your mail. So stick with me. Thanks for being with me. By the way, if you don't already subscribe to the audio podcast, please do so. We are an Odyssey Sports original. You can find us wherever you get your audio and just hit subscribe and put on the auto download for us. That way you get the show every time we push a new episode. Guess what? It's there on your phone for your commute, wherever it is that you're going, or if you're listening at home, doesn't matter. You'll be able to do that. Also, if you're watching us on YouTube, thank you for your subscription, your thumbs up, and don't forget to hit the notifications bell. If you hit the notifications bell, that way you'll know every time we're live or have a premiered video or have a new video, you'll be the first to know. So we appreciate that. Well, also hello to everybody watching, whether you're watching on Instagram, whether you're watching on X/Twitter, Facebook, wherever you are, we appreciate you guys being with us and we will get into it. All right. So let's start. I want to start first. When they introduced both Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce today, they spoke in order with Tom Telesco as the GM going first. Mark Davis introduced them. I'm sparing you that part of it. And we'll cut right to Tom Telesco and his introduction today in Henderson on Raiders Way. Here is Tom Telesco.
Thank you. Hey, thanks everybody for coming, media and employees. So first I just want to say, thank you to Mark Davis. This is such an iconic franchise with a storied history, and obviously it all starts with the legacy of Al Davis. So I couldn't be more excited to be here, but also realize like there's a tremendous responsibility with this job. So the fact that Mark and the whole leadership team is trusting me with this, I couldn't be more happy to be a part of this. So the last couple of weeks I've had a chance to meet a lot of the leadership team as we went through the interview process. They like to say obviously Mark was the leader of that process, but Sandra Morgan and Larry Delson, Richard Seymour, who's right here, Kenny Harrock, who's a legend in our business, and Tom Delaney. So it was a great process. It was fun to go through, and I can kind of tell from the first interview, like there was a connection and a fit. And I think that's really important in this league to feel that. And I felt that at the first time through. So, and when I came back the second time, when Antonio was in there, I kind of felt that same thing. So it's so important to me and my family to be a part of the right fit in this league. And there's no doubt this is it. And again, just really thankful that they saw the same thing in me. They saw that same fit and that same culture fit. So, and another thing I'll say is, you know, I haven't been here long, but when you talk about the Raider way or the Raider tenets of commitment to excellence, just win, baby, once a Raider, always a Raider. I mean, I've heard of it. I know of it. I've seen it. But when you walk in this building, I mean, you can feel it. And I haven't been here long, but there is no doubt. I mean, first of all, you see it tangibly. I mean, this football facility is jaw-dropping for me. I've never seen anything like it. It's amazing. The resources are amazing here. That's a credit to Mark Davis and what he's put into this team. But you see that right off the bat. But, you know, the second part is, and the Raiders are known for this as far as how they treat their alumni, how they treat their former players, how they treat the families. And it is something that other NFL teams and really all professional sports teams, they try and duplicate what they do here, but nobody does it like the Raiders. And you can feel that in this building. You can feel it from the employees. Like last night, you know, 6 o'clock at night, my wife gets a call from Ainsley Moore, who works in football operations. And she kind of gave my wife a rundown of what's going to go on today, what's going to go on in the future. And she was so nice, so detailed, so organized. My wife gets off the phone. She's like, wow, these, you know, they've got it there. Like, they know how it works. And that's important. You know, to win a championship, it's more than just, you know, the head coach and general manager. It takes everybody. So to see someone like that right off the bat, know, hey, look, this is how you treat people, and this is how organized and detailed we're going to be. It's just a great example for the whole organization. And then lastly, you know, I'm really excited to partner with AP right here. You know, you can tell in the interview, right? It was really my interview, but you could tell, like, he has that leadership trait that a head coach has to have. And it's really, to me, it feels more like, you know, not so much follow me, but join me, which I like in football, because he's right in it with the rest of us. And I think, you know, your football team takes on the identity of your head coach. And that's what we're going to have here. That's what we're going to build around. I'm excited to start this partnership. And I couldn't be more excited to be a Raider. So I'll leave it with that, and I'll pass it over to our new head coach.
All right, there you go. Tom Telesco, his opening comments. Of course, you know, nothing. I'm sure there's things you guys want to know about what he's going to do. Of course, he's not going to tell us a lot of that. They got to get ready for the draft coming up here. Combine coming up in February, the last week of February, after the Super Bowl, and then you go right into the draft. You only got, you know, about 6-7 weeks between that and the draft. So a lot of work to do there, but Tom Telesco talking about that. And of course, referring to Antonio Pierce and a partnership, which is what you want to hear. And after the last experience that you all had and the Raiders had with, of course, the folks, Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler, then, you know, you hear that and you wonder, you know, what's the relationship going to be like? Well, they'll figure it out. Clearly, different situation here. Coach hired before the general manager. I wouldn't read too much into it. I've had a lot of folks say to me, well, does that mean they're this, that? I don't think so. I think you find a working relationship. There has to be a good working relationship between GM and coach. There's been lots of examples in the NFL where that goes wrong, and one of them ends up leaving, right? A coach or a GM, depending who's kind of got the upper hand. We saw that with Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco, right? That's the reason he left in San Francisco and went back to college to coach Michigan. So you get that, you understand it, and you're like, okay, fine. So nothing spectacular there from Tom Telesco, but we'll hear, I'm sure, more from him as time goes on and the philosophy. And we like I said at the opening of the show, we have a sense for how he works, what he does, especially when it comes to the NFL draft. But there's a lot of work to do for the Raiders. Look, they're not that far away. Mo and I said it the other night. Look, the Raiders won 8 games. They won 5 of their final 9 to get to 8 wins. So expectations for next year, if they go get their quarterback, if they improve the offensive line and improve the defensive line a little bit and get another cornerback, then guess what? Then suddenly, is it crazy to think that this team can't make the playoffs anymore? No, not at all. I don't think this is a situation like you have in Carolina, of course, where it's a complete rebuild, or even in Washington, where they got a lot of holes and a lot of things going on. The Raiders roster, to be positive about it isn't as far away as some others are. Shield 60, good to see you. Thanks for coming in. But I'll tell you that they do have work to do. And so clearly that's the purview of Tom Telesco as the GM. But GMs, and this was interesting, a lot of you were saying, well, oh, it's great to hear the new GM talk about, well, he needs the coach has to have input because the coach's vision wasn't. That's normal. That's how it should be. It shouldn't be one has more power than the other. It should be the fact that they have the opportunity to work together. So Tom Telesco says, hey, you go hire whoever the OC is. That's another big question we'll deal with over the next week or two, hopefully. But whoever that is, what system are you running? What defense are you running? What do you need? And then Tom Telesco is able to go find those guys, right? Hopefully that's the way it goes, whether it's in the draft or whether it's in free agency. So that's how it goes. That's how it's going to work. And how they work together, they'll develop it. I mean, they have not done it yet. They've only met in an interview process. So now the hard work begins. And even Mark Davis said that at the press conference. He said something to the effect of, all right, they're going to answer your questions today, and then they got to get out of here because they don't have time for you anymore. They got to go to work. So hearing that from your boss is not unusual. And the Raiders want to win, right? They want to get back to it. And I think that the goal is always to win games. And as we get into the comments of Antonio Pierce, and I'm not going to play you all of his statements, but I am going to give you, I think, a core of what he said, because I think it's important and you get a sense for him. Not different from what you've heard from Antonio Pierce since he took over as interim. But now that he's the man, he's in charge and he's responsible. He's responsible for it all. He's going to build his staff, and that staff is going to be his responsibility. If the offense fails, it's on him. If the defense fails, it's on him. Special teams fails, it's on him. All that stuff is now completely Antonio Pierce's responsibility, and he knows that, and he accepts that and relishes that. So let's get to Coach Pierce and his comments from today at the press conference.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Thank you, Mark Davis, Sandra, Richard, Tom, Larry, Ken, the Raiders organization, our coaches, our players. I said at the very beginning when I had an opportunity to speak in front of everybody the first time on November 1st, I'm humbled. I'm honored. I'm excited. The challenge that this team took on from November 1st on, and what they embraced and what they displayed out on the field is hats off to our organization and our coaches and our players for buying in. It wasn't easy. It was something that probably many people didn't think would happen, as you say, overnight. But when you have good people in the building, when you have the belief, you have the trust, you have the accountability, you earn respect, you do it the Raider way, you buy in, you understand that nobody's bigger than the shield and the patch, and that you play for a lot more than just the name on your back. There's a lot of people that we affect by wins and losses. We understand that, and we don't take it lightly. I'd like to thank my family here, Jocelyn, my father, Perry, my kids, my uncle in the back came all the way from Bermuda in the house, Piper. Yeah, Bermuda. I got the island people in here too, so appreciate everybody being here. Where are we going forward? Tom just hit on it. It's great to partner up. I think there's going to be a partnership that we can grow for many years. Hopefully that comes with a lot of W's and a lot of Raider chants. Our vision is clear. Win a division. Get into the playoffs and host that Lombardi Trophy. That's not a promise. That's our vision. Our philosophy is simple. It's real simple. It's the Raider way. Pride. Poise, passionate, a love for the game, and just win. It starts with our DNA, ill intent, physicality, toughness, speed, attitude, full-blown Max Crosby effort. And it goes to our staff with preparation and execution and putting a plan together and executing throughout the week with a smile and a purpose to get a victory on every Sunday that we show up into Allegiant Stadium. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be overnight. I'm not promising anything along with Tom, but I do know this. You're going to get the best out of myself and Tom. We're going to exhaust every possible resource, an ounce of sweat, tears, and effort, and night, and minute, and second that we have to turn this bad boy into a consistent winning organization that it's used to and that it deserves.
All right, there you go. Pretty clear, right? And I think towards the end there, very important, which is about winning. Yes, you're going to have physicality, ill intent, all that stuff is great. And I know you guys love hearing that. That's the old Raider way that is now back, according to him. And great, that's good. But again, he mentioned consistent winning, winning the division, getting in the playoffs, hoisting a Lombardi trophy. All good. And I think the important thing there too is vision. And yes, things happen. You don't control everything. And yes, I know some of you would like to go from 8-9 to Super Bowl winners next year, but he was also clear there. Look, can't promise you anything. All we can do is do our best. And I think that effort and that desire and the culture by which he's talking about there and which he wants to create, which he did create towards the end of the season, and obviously the players reacted well to that, that's what he is about. And so you can't but love that piece of Antonio Pierce. Now, the hard part becomes, as he talked about, getting things together, getting the plan. He's got the vision. Vision is important. And I think that him articulating that vision was very, very important. And so you know what it is. He's now set the standard. It's not someone else setting the standard. It's not what was based on before what the standard was. No, he's setting a standard by which the Raiders will play, how they will play, and the result of that should be positive. Now, again, it's great. Press conferences, especially introductory press conferences, it's all about the love. It's all about the great sound bites. And he's authentic. There's no question about that. But the hard work comes in the doing. You have to do it. The Raider franchise has been without a consistent winning culture for a very long time. So it has to get that. It has to start somewhere. And Antonio Pierce is very clear that that's what he wants to build. That's the vision for it. And I think that you have to look at that and say, great, okay, sounds good. You're saying all the right things, man. We love that. And if I'm a Raider fan, that's how I would feel. I would say, hey, okay, awesome. We're behind you. Let's get at it. So now, what are you going to do in the draft? What are you going to do in free agency? And then once you get on the field, preseason into the regular season, how are you going to prove it out? Because the division's going to get better. We saw today, again, Jim Harbaugh goes to the Chargers. Okay. And no matter what you think of Jim Harbaugh, maybe you didn't want him to be the coach of the Raiders, but he gets it done. He turns things around quickly. They already have their franchise quarterback. They have a cap issue, so we'll see how quickly they're able to put it together. But the urgency for the Raiders with Tom Telesco and Antonio Pierce, it's not a 2-year deal. It's not a 3-year rebuild. Hey, let's build this team. No, I think they got to win right away. And I think they have the ability to do that with the right moves. And if Antonio Pierce is able to have the right staff and get the players to do what they're able to do. So, again, we don't know what's going to happen, right? We don't know what's going to happen, but there is optimism. I know with every new coach, GM, usually there's optimism. A lot of you were not thrilled with the hiring of Josh McDaniels, and I understand that, but there was even optimism then. So I think we have to see how it all plays out, and the coming months will certainly show that. It's awesome. I'll see you guys in the chat. Thanks to everybody for being in there. Bill Montoya, thanks, man, for coming in. And we'll see how it all happens and goes down. But we're going to get to more of this same stuff. And I think, Jesus, you're saying blah, blah, same old talk, Harbaugh, Andy Reid, Sean Payton. Hey, man, they're successful coaches. You cannot like them. That's cool. You're a fan. I get it. But it's a tough division. I mean, you find other divisions with that many coaches who have that much experience, national championship and college level. Coached in a Super Bowl. Jim Harbaugh didn't win it. Of course, he lost to his brother. But then Andy Reid's got two. Sean Payton's got one. So, you know, you can't argue with that. But that doesn't mean that Antonio Pierce can't become that guy either. It's just going to be a tough division. But if the Raiders pull the right triggers and do the right stuff, and number one, starting with a quarterback, as we've told you, then there's nothing saying that they can't do that. They can't overcome that and be in the mix always. So, all right, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to get into the Tom Telesco record. Let's talk about Tom Telesco. Now that he's here, we're going to be able to do that. So for our audio audience, please stick around. We're going to come back right after these words. For our video audience, stay right there. We are rolling on with Silver and Black today, an Odyssey Original Podcast. Don't go anywhere.